Welcome back to Amadeo Dispatch. Today, we're doing a new thing. Yes. We are doing some questions. We have mentioned in the commercial about the jar that's in the congregation hall here at the church. And we have a couple of questions that we want to address today. So, and if anybody's out there, you can drop a comment or a question in the comments, and we will get back with you with that. It may take a little bit of time, but we'll be sure to get with you.
Yes. And you know, if you ask a question, you know, I used to always say there's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, that's how we learn things. And if we don't know the answer to the question, we'll tell you we don't know, and we'll get to studying and try to come up with something. And if we don't, we'll just say we don't know.
Yep. So we have two today, and they go hand in hand. So we're going to address both of those today.
Okay.
And the first one is it possible never to be able to speak in tongues?
Okay, that's good. That's a good question. I think a lot of people have that question. That seems to be the thing sometimes that trips people up, because there's a lot of different opinions, different thoughts, different teachings on that. And a lot of times those tongues are the thing that kind of trips people up. So on that, I would first of all respond to that and say, yes, it is possible for people to never speak in tongues. When we are saved, when we get saved, when we ask Jesus to come into our heart and forgive us of our sins, the Bible says that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ comes and he lives in us. So when the disciples, for instance, were here on the earth, they all knew Jesus. They followed Jesus. They talked about salvation. You know, John wrote John 3:16, you know, for whosoever, you know, believes in the Lord and shall have everlasting life and for the forgiveness of their sins. So, you know, it tells us that if we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus was the Son of God, that we'll be saved. So the disciples knew all that. They walked with Jesus. But when Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, who's going to help you live a more powerful life, and you're to go and you're to wait. So they went into the upper room, and this talks about it in the book of Acts, and they waited there. And it says, when the Holy Spirit came, he came like a rushing mighty wind, and it appeared upon them like cloven tongues of fire, and they began to speak in other tongues. And when they were speaking, the people that were listening said, what's happening here? We're hearing them speak all these different languages. So they were Galileans, there were Greeks, there were Hebrews, there were all of these different languages, and each person was hearing people speak in a language they did not know. No. And it was to help them to live a life of power and to be a greater witness. So all of them received that, though. So the Bible says that is for all who believe and receive, and that it is a gift. In Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that tongues is a gift, that it is a gift from God. So we have to receive that gift. Mm-hmm. You know, I can bring you a present and I can give it to you, and you can say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You know, you didn't have to buy me a present. You didn't have to give me this. And you can decide that you're not going to take it, or that's just too extravagant. That's too much. You shouldn't have, that's just too much. I can't take it. I can't accept that. Well, sometimes that's how we are with the Lord. It's like, mm-hmm. he's trying to give us a gift and we're like, oh no, we don't want that gift. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a little different. Mm-hmm. That's a little out there. Don't really want that gift. Don't understand it, you know? And I've heard people say that, you know, I heard a lady say, I was telling Tasha about this a while ago, you know, I heard a lady say, I want everything God has for me, except tongues, because that's a little strange. I don't want tongues.
Yeah.
So you know what? She isn't ever going to speak in tongues, because that's not a gift that she wants, mm-hmm. you know? And so why would you give a gift if somebody doesn't want it?
Right.
You know, and the Lord doesn't force us. He gives us a free will. He gives us a free will. And so, yes, it is possible for people to never speak in tongues, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that God doesn't want you mm-hmm. to speak in tongues, or that it's not available to you. It's just a matter of receiving by faith.
Yes. We were discussing before the camera started rolling about salvation and the gifts that we are given. And salvation is a gift. Yes. And tongues is, there's a lot of saved people out there that doesn't speak in tongues.
That's right.
But if you believe in that, and that's something that will grow with you as you deepen your walk with Christ. So right. If it's not something that you want to do, God's not going to put you in an arm lock,
right,
and wrestle you to the ground and have you speak in tongues,
right?
But it's a witness tool.
It is a witness tool, and it does help you to live a powerful life. It is not something that ceased. A lot of people will teach it's something that stopped. It did not stop. It continues, and it's for all who will receive. So hopefully, I hope that answers your question. Mm-hmm. If that didn't, just let us know and we'll try to mm-hmm. elaborate on that a little bit more.
And you're not the only ones. We don't know who asked that.
No. So it's anonymous.
Yeah, it was anonymous, but just know that you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there that struggle with that. And I was telling Miss Deanna before we started recording that I was struggling with speaking in tongues too. So. Yeah. Yeah, we're really, really glad that you asked this question, and it's something that we could share with you. And hopefully, if you will feel a little bit more comfortable with it, and if you have any more questions or need more support, just reach out to us, and we'd love to connect with you.
Yes, absolutely.
So the next question goes along with that, and it is, how do I know what my gifts are? And this was a comment that was underneath the video of Stan and I talking about TNT Ignite, mm-hmm. About being slain in the spirit.
Okay. So there's different giftings. And so in Corinthians, where we were just talking about, it gives a list of different kinds of gifts. And I'm not sure if on this question, if these are the gifts you're talking about, because there's also some other things. So on this particular one, it says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. So this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so then it goes on to say, now each one, the manifestation of the spirit is given for the common good. For one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge, by the same Spirit to another faith, by the same Spirit to another the gift of healing by the one Spirit, and another miraculous powers, and another prophecy, and another discerning between spirits, and another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. So you can see right here by the word of God, this is in Corinthians, this is New Testament, this is after Jesus has left, this is after Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, this is still happening, it's still for today. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. So he determines that, okay, and they're for the body of Christ. Now, those are certain types of gifts, those are the gifts of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then there are also other gifts that the Bible talks about, such as the gift of hospitality. It talks about the gift of hospitality, of welcoming people. That's a gift. Mm-hmm. Cooking, baking, feeding people. That's a gift. You know, we see where Elijah, the widow woman, made him a room. She had the gift of hospitality. Mm-hmm. She made him a room so that every time he came through that particular city or that town, that he always knew he had a place to stay. So we see there are different kinds of gifts like that. So I would say it depends on maybe how exactly maybe what you might mean. Are you asking like your gift of the Spirit? Are you wondering like if you work in a gift of healing or in discernment or in speaking in tongues or something like that? And those are gifts that God gives.
Those are ministry gifts.
Those are ministry gifts that are for the body of Christ. They are for to be working in the church. Mm-hmm. There are other gifts that we have that the Bible talks about. It's a gift to be an elder, to be a deacon, to be a trustee, an elder, that that's a gift. It's a gift to the body of Christ because it helps to oversee. The pastors are a gift. The Bible talks about them being a gift. A teacher, you know, there's different things. The gift of hospitality, we call that the ministry of helps. So that's a gift. These guys that go out and work in the parking lot and help people get to their parking place, that make sure that they get in, that they know where which building we're having service in, help them find a seat. Those are ministry gifts. Yeah. Those are gifts.
Yeah. I had somebody several years ago speak over me and said, "You're an encourager." And that really, it put me to the test of guarding my mouth, of knowing my tongue was the strongest muscle. Yeah. But I have, throughout the years, have seen that where people just need a kind word sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm able to equip that.
Yes.
And to serve in that capacity,
right,
to other people.
And that's the thing, you know, Barnabas was called the encourager. His name was Barnabas, and his name meant encourager. So there that is a gift, to be able to encourage people, to be able to work hospitality, to be able to serve. There are people that their gift is cooking bread, you know. Corey loves to cook, you know. Corey, every Sunday she's bringing snacks to children's church. And aww, that is a gift. That is, at Christmas, she made all these, beautiful treats, you know, and that's a gift. These ladies, that the Golden Girls, that come together and they make all these cookies and everything, that's a gift. And so, I would say to the answer of that question, that maybe it depends on, just for clarification, if you're talking about maybe a ministry gift, is if you're called to teach, if you're called to preach, if you want to sing, you know. But I always say, you know, there's lots of gifts, you know, because somebody has to clean the church. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to drive the van. Somebody has to help with the parking. Mm-hmm. You know, our ushers, all of those things are giftings. And so it's usually something in, those are gifts that serve the body of Christ. And a lot of times with that, I would say it's just something that maybe you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. It's just something that comes
natural.
What are you
equipped with right now? Yeah.
Yes. Because it's like with Moses, when he appeared before the burning bush and God told him, he said, use what's in your hand. Mm-hmm. And he said, what's in your hand? And Moses is like, well, staff, you know? And he said, use what's in your hand. And so that's what I say to people a lot of times, is that maybe they are not comfortable teaching a class, but they are awesome at cooking. And so they make these cookies and they take care of the kids with treats and things like that. That's a gift. That's a gift of serving. Or maybe they mow the grass, or they come and they help clean up when we have a cleanup day. All of those things are giftings. And there are just things that maybe kind of come natural to us, like you said, being an encourager, or just giving hugs, you know. Just sometimes people just need a hug, or a smile, or someone just being friendly.
They don't have to
them
be big things.
They're usually not big things. They're usually just small things. I know when we first started, when we first got saved, we mowed the grass at our church that we went to. My husband went and washed the van all the time. Whenever they would have speakers, they would run off posters. And, you know, this, tell my age here, but this was for the internet or Facebook or anything. And we would go to convenience stores and hang up posters. All of those things are ministry gifts of helps that all of us can do. And they're all gifts. And then you come into this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that's a little bit different, that's talking about the different gifts of the Spirit. And those are things that God gives, that God gives us to walk in and to work in. So hopefully that answered your question.
Well, that is it for this episode. We need some help. So we have got TNT Ignite and we've got Wow Wednesday, and we're hoping that we get some more questions. So please keep them coming.
Yes.
That's the first way you can help. And the second way is we need a name. So if you can think of something, if you guys know, like TNT Ignite is for tonight's teaching, TNT, and WOW Wednesday is Words of Wisdom Wednesday. So can you think of something catchy? Maybe that's your gift. Yeah. Maybe you're into slogans.
Yes.
We need one.
We do. And again, I just want to encourage you to just use what you have. If you're good at technology, almost every church needs somebody like Tasia that's great with podcasts. And, you know, we have fantastic people. You know, we have Kelly and Mandy and James and Nancy who all help with our sound and the laptop. And those are all great things because that is not my gifting. I don't like it. I don't want to know about it. I just want to turn it on and it works, you know. Singing is not really my gifting. That's not something that I want to do.
That's how I feel about, I remember when I first started going here, you guys had in the flyer about needing people for nursery.
Yes.
And babies aren't my thing. Yeah. Like I hold a baby and it cries.
Yeah.
So that's not my gift.
And that's what I mean. It's like, if you're thinking about gifting, it's usually something that God has already placed within you, a desire or ability. In fact, I just want to read this real quick and to maybe give a little clarification here before we sign off. A calling gives us our identity. A gifting gives us our ability. And an anointing gives us our purpose. But it is the God that gives them all. So all of those things work together to help you begin to walk out what God has for you and your purpose in your life.
That's going to go in the caption.
All right.
I'm going to put that in the caption.
That's awesome. So anyway, all of those things are gifts. So a lot of times people get tripped up in thinking that if they're not singing on the worship team or they're not preaching or they're not teaching or they're not doing something like that, then they don't have a gift. But I'm telling you, it takes a lot of things to get a lot of things done for a church to run. And there's all kinds of gifting. There can be giftings of accounting, bookkeeping, all of those
Ms.
things.
Paula's organization.
Yes, her organization and getting all of that done. And so, and then there are people who just all they want to do is, you know, hold little babies and rock them. And so we need you too. So if that's you, come on, we need you.
Yes. Yes. So where is your gift? Where can you serve? How can we help you in a capacity to serve the body of Christ?
That's right. Let us know.
Yes.
Have a great day.
See ya.